everybody, and welcome back to On a Side Note. I'm Haley.
And I'm Amy, and today's podcast episode is on all things romance.
Yes. We are a few weeks past Valentine's Day, but that's okay. We're still February.
The month of love.
Yeah, so we're just hitting you right at the end with a daily shot of love.
And it is heart month, so FYI, in case you didn't know.
Like take care of your heart.
Yeah, take care of your heart.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know that.
So heart's like romantics too. So for Valentine's Day, we did our own Galentine's Day celebration this month. And we decided to go to Barnes & Noble and pick out books for each other.
Yes.
And let me tell you, that was quite an experience.
So we kind of had guidelines, right, that you can't pick a book that we've read already or that we've heard of. So obviously that kind of knocks out some of the ones. So, but we did say that you can look it up on Goodreads and see if it's rated well. And I think that might have been to Amy's detriment because I feel like she was finding these books. And then also where the Barnes & Noble is doesn't really have good signal. So she's trying to like pick out a book and then like look it up on Goodreads, which takes a while. So I had kind of like picked out one and then I looked it up on Goodreads and like wasn't rated well and I was like, okay, and then I picked out another one and I was like, I'm just gonna go with this one because, you know, I didn't really want to look too long.
Me on the other hand. So I think what also happened is that as soon as I saw that you, Haley, you picked a book already, that like freaked me out.
Oh.
And so I wasn't in my zone. I was like, oh my gosh,
no.
I have to choose a book. And then I started like trying to scan the whole romance section. That was like my strategy. So I wanted to go by section and then do a thorough search of the top rows all the way down to the bottom, checking all of the covers. And then if it looks cute, then checking the back. And then after that would be checking the Goodreads.
Mm.
But you do realize that, like you said, because I was checking Goodreads last, after that whole process, I would have done the whole process, then checked Goodreads. And if it was really bad, then I would have wasted all my time thinking through the cover, thinking through the synopsis. So I didn't really like think it through, but because I was panicked, I didn't have time to adjust my strategy. I just kept going.
Okay, so I should have taken longer to pick a book then. My bad. I looked at the cover, and if it was cute, I quickly scanned the synopsis, and then I just pulled it up on Goodreads to see the stars. Because that's the other thing, Amy only likes to read 4-star books. So I was like, it has to be 4 stars, otherwise she can't read it.
You are just so good. And so basically, I took almost the entire time because Barnes & Noble was closing already. And so we also got the alerts, the announcements from the Barnes & Noble employees. Like, 30 minutes left, 15 minutes left, 10 minutes left.
Because let me tell you, this girl went through all of the sections. Like, she was like, oh, I started with romance. She went, like, romance, and then she went, sci-fi?
Mm-hmm. I went over to fiction. I went back to the front. Yeah. For new fiction.
And then she went to YA last, and that's where she found the books. And I was like, girl, we gotta go.
If only I went to YA first.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting because I went romance and then I went YA and then I went sci-fi. Like as I was kind of walking around after I had picked my book, because then I started looking for myself, you know, as one does.
And then you had 3 books in your hand as I was trying to find my first book for you.
I do. I wonder if I have a shopping problem as well, so maybe that's where it kind of comes into play, that I was like, yeah, I'm gonna buy this, and then I'm gonna look for other stuff, whereas you're like, I have to buy, like, one thing that's perfect, so maybe that has something to do with it as well.
But overall, we did end up getting 2 books for each other.
Yes.
And so, right now, so Haley got for me A Dawn of Onyx and Hex and Drive. And so those are the ones that I'm going to be reading. And then for Haley's, I got you Belladonna and, don't tell me, I got this. Belladonna and something with the dragon. The Girl on Fire or something.
It was So Let Them Burn.
Oh, So Let Them Burn. Very close.
And surprisingly, the three books, okay, because I got one book for Amy and then one book I was going to read, but then it ended up just being for Amy. And then I got myself a book. So the book I got and the two book that Amy got for me are all pink, which I was like, what a vibe. I'm in it.
February vibe, too. Yeah. That's so perfect.
It looks really pretty. So have you started reading them?
Yes. So I actually just finished Don't Hex and Drive.
Oh!
Yes. And then I'm about to start A Dawn of Onyx.
Wow. Okay, okay.
And so I don't want to say anything yet.
Why?
Because
you have to tell us now. You just finished it. Was it good?
It was good.
Okay, see.
It was good. So that was your first book. Haley's first book.
Yeah.
So
I'm happy then.
So you did a really good job. I'm trying to knock them out before all my library holds come and I have to read those.
What do you rate it?
I rate it... that's kind of hard.
Are you between like a 3 and a 4?
Yeah, I am. Okay. Because I do think that it had the right amount of, like, spice, and I also liked the characters. And so, I'm curious to know what you think, so I'm really excited. I don't want to give too much away.
I'm like, give me everything. But, like, I was like, no, that's nice. Okay, so it was a little bit better than mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I can see that.
And also, it's not, like, a 3, because I wanted to keep reading and, like, figure out what happened.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So like 3.5.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
And have you started yours? No.
Okay, because I'm the opposite, that all of my library books are like expiring, so I'm trying to read them. But then that's the other thing, the blind books that we got. So Amy and I also picked up blind books at the library, which is like they have them wrapped. And so I just picked some and we just opened them. Sorry, I was, like, trying to explain blind book, but I think you guys all understand. I picked them blindly. Okay. And that's the other thing, that's a library book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so...
That's right.
You do have to read it before the hold expires, whereas we... Like, you know how we were talking earlier that we bought these books?
Yeah.
So
we have whenever.
Yeah. So in my head, I'm like, I know I have to read them, but at the same time, they go behind the library books.
Exactly. All the time.
So now I can't get anything else from the library because I gotta hit out all the library books and then I have to read the ones that we got.
I was watching a TikTok and I'm not sure if you saw it already, but someone was saying that when you buy a book, it's kind of like wine. So they can age on your shelf and you don't need to open them, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Until as long as you want.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah, I like that too. Yeah, so we did all kinds of fun, I don't know, like, bookish, February-themed things.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it. I'm really excited to read our blind date book. Oh, I got In 5 Years for my blind date book.
And I got Counterfeit.
And when I first opened this, I actually couldn't remember if we had read it, because I confused this with another book, in which I still cannot remember the exact title.
I feel like it was called In Time. Or something like that.
Yeah. And I thought this was that book.
Which was interesting.
Yeah.
But maybe I didn't have the physical book, so I don't actually know what, like, the whole book kind of looked like. Yeah. So if the front looks like that, I wouldn't know.
Yeah. I think it was beige, too, actually.
Okay, yeah. But I feel like it was more colorful.
Yeah. I guess that's what happens when you read a lot of books. You get confused.
They all just blend together.
Yeah. So that will be a later podcast episode whenever we get to these books.
I know. What I'm learning is Amy's on top of her game, and I'm over here. We expected that, let's be honest. So, since it's February, we wanted to talk about our favorite romance books and what we kind of think makes a good romance read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... I kind of had to go through the books that I've read to remind myself which ones were stand out for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know the most recent one that I've read that I really enjoyed for romance is The 7-Year Slip by Ashley Poston.
Interesting. Okay.
And the one that we always talk about, or at least you know for me, is Beach Read is one of my top romance books. And so I kind of like feel like there's a spectrum of romance in a sense where one could be more fun. Like you want to read it when you want some spice, you want a good time. And so the ones for those for me is like not so meet cute. I thought that one was so fun. And looking back at it, I'm like, oh, I just want to read it again. And then I also liked From Lukoff with Love. And I think that one would, that one's kind of like in the middle for me. Because I do think there's like some drama in it. But it's not really as heavy as like Beach Read per se. Because there's like some like trauma and okay. all that. Like family stuff. And so I think that would be a good spectrum of what my top romance books are.
Oh, wait, so Beach Read is more heavy?
To me.
Oh, okay.
Like, it, I feel like it's not like I would laugh in the book. I'm trying to remember. Like, I remember being sad. I remember crying.
Can you give me a quick synopsis?
Yeah, so Beach Read is this girl who found out that her dad was cheating on her mom. And so when she finds out when her dad dies. And so she is also given the keys to his lake house. And then she goes there. She meets a guy. And then they kind of have like a rivals to lovers kind of things because she had known him before. And so I think that part makes it like kind of light because they take each other on dates and stuff like that. The thing is that he doesn't believe that romance will last and things like that. And she's a romance writer. And he's more of like this science fiction horror-y writer. maybe not horror-y. I'm trying to remember like something dark.
Yeah.
And so he had a dark history too. And has a lot of trauma with, like, his family.
Okay.
And so they start dating because they realize they have feelings for each other. And then that's kind of, like, the story of, like, the book.
Okay. What I'm learning is I think I need to reread Beach Read. I always expect I will remember things, but I also know that I don't remember things because even as you were explaining it,
you don't remember anything?
I remember, but it's like Book Lovers is kind of like coming in there. And then, because they're also, they were writers.
Yeah.
And then that other book that we read.
Happy Place?
No. Oh. Not by Emily Henry. Oh. That one where she was also a writer. And like the guy died. The one that by Emily Poston.
The Dead Romantic?
Yeah, that's kind of like coming in there because like her dad died.
That's right, yeah.
So I'm like trying to separate all these books. I think it's kind of why I struggle because a lot of the books have the same kind of trope, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard to sort of differentiate
books.
Yeah, I think that's just why I was struggling. But I can see what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah, like, compared to, like, Not So Meet Cute.
Yeah. And I was gonna say that that kind of tends to be my favorites, are, like, the funny ones. Because they are, like, funny and they make you giggle and they give you, like, the butterflies. Mm-hmm. But they do sometimes have, I guess the current tends to be that the character, like, doesn't think that they're good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Is kind of, like, a little bit, like, of the touch into seriousness, and that's kind of enough for me.
Mm.
But I did like Beach Read. I mean, obviously, I didn't remember it, so we can't really call it a favorite of mine.
Yeah.
So I would say I tend to lean towards the other side of the spectrum.
Okay, yeah. And so, I know you had recommended Not So Meet Cute to me. What are some, like, other ones, or can you think of?
Well, because I was going to say, like, obviously my favorites are going to be, like, Part of Your World. Where in the spectrum do you think that is? Like, middle?
I think it's in the middle.
Yeah, okay. I can't think of one that would be on the other side.
Like, more, like, deep?
Yeah. And I was like, do you think YA counts as romance?
I think so.
So there's one that I read, and I think it's called Heart on a Chain. That would, I'm not sure if that's what it's called, but on the cover, anyways, and that kind of leans, I would say, more towards serious, but I like that one, and it is more like they're, like, teenagers in high school,
mm-hmm.
But it's, like, her kind of, I think, like, her dad died, and she's trying to, like, take care of her family, and then she has, like, a really hard home life, and then this kid is, like, you know, the really friendly guy that everybody likes at school, and he, like, sees that she's struggling, and he, like, tries to take care of her, and it's just kind of, like, one that, like, really warms the heart, but I'm not really sure it would count as romance, because they're, like, in high school, right?
Yeah.
So, if it counts, that's also one of, like, I would say is on the other end of that, kind of.
It counts to me.
Because then I would say, also, you read The Probability of Miracles.
I was just going to say that.
Which I think was, yeah.
is heavier.
Yeah, and I do like that one, too. But I guess I know that this, they all encompass romance, but it is, like, obviously you have more romance.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I think of the other one, it's, like, rom-coms.
Yeah.
More.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it, Haley.
Oh, thank you.
Excellent.
If you just want to slide right into your favorite rom-com movies.
Oh my gosh, yes. So, you already know this, but I love Leap Year. I think it's such a feel-good movie.
I saw that you got the DVD.
I did, yes. It was, and the funny thing is that we're in Leap Year, and I finally got my DVD Leap Year on a leap year, so it's perfect.
That is perfect, because actually, I think the last time I watched that was 4 years ago.
Wow.
On leap year, because I was like, oh, we have to watch leap year on leap day, and it was a struggle, because it used to always be, like, it was free on the streaming service, and then I swear, on that day, they made you had to pay for it, and I was shocked, because I was like, it's always been free, of course, like, I get it, yeah, and we did buy it. Or rent it, but I was like, gosh, dang it. When's the last time do you watch it kind of on a regular basis?
I would say once a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, did you watch a Valentine's Day movie this year?
This year I did. I always get it confused with When Harry Met Sally, but it's actually You've Got Mail.
Oh, those are the two movies that I feel like people always talk about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you seen it?
You've Got Mail.
Mm-hmm.
No. That's with Tom Hanks. I love Tom
Hanks. Yeah. He's so young in that movie.
I know. Every time I see, like, young Tom Hanks, I'm like, oh my gosh, you're so old now.
Yeah.
Sad. Sad. We're gonna lose national treasure.
But yes, I liked it because it was also bookish. And so lately I've just been really into looking at bookish merchandise, bookish hats, and all of that. And so, you know what? Might as well watch a bookish movie, since they're both, the girl owns a bookstore, and the guy is in charge of this new, larger chain bookstore that's, like, opening.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. So, Enemies to Lovers, too. So, that's what I watched. And I liked it, but I don't think it hits the level of, like, Leap Year that I liked. And also, the other rom-com that I usually watch is The Proposal, too.
Have you seen The Longest Ride?
No, I haven't.
That's one of my dad's favorites. So, my dad really likes, like, rom-coms. He loves Hallmark.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure where that... Hallmark is its own genre. So, he, like, loves Hallmark. He loves, like, rom-com movies. So, he watches The Longest Ride all the time. He also, yeah, he likes A Proposal. So, maybe that's what, I also like The Longest Ride because it has flashbacks.
Yes.
It's a really good movie. So, I can't believe you haven't seen it. I think you should watch it sometime.
I'll add it to my list.
Yes, please. It's a good movie. It's a good feel-good movie. I do like Leap Year.
You like that one, Definitely Maybe, right?
Oh, yeah. But actually, I feel like it's not as much my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Now just that enjoy
it? Yeah, now that I've, like, become an adult, maybe. Because, like, as a kid, so it's about, wait, have you seen it?
I watched half of it.
Oh, right. I feel like we talked about this.
Yeah.
And you said you didn't like it, did you?
No. I'm also trying to remember, because I think he was, like, jumping to different ladies.
Yeah. So, it's about this guy.
Ryan Reynolds.
Who has a daughter, and he's separated from her mom. And so she wants to hear this story about how they met and, like, how they had her kind of thing. And so he tells her the story, and it kind of spans three women. The daughter says that she wants to guess which of the women is her mom. That's basically the movie, is that you're kind of, like, living through his life of his youth, of when he's kind of, like, dating these women. So I do think, like, as I've gotten older, it is kind of like, oh, more like a problematic single man than it is when I was watching it. I think as a kid, it was like, oh, this, like, daughter and her dad. Mm-hmm. Like, and he's, like, telling the story of his life, which is kind of, like, sweet. So I think maybe that's why I liked it more. But I think I watched it again recently, and it just, like, sometimes it just gets weird in places. That's all I can say. But we watched, oh my gosh, we have to talk about it. Did we ever talk about it? I think we did, actually.
Maybe we didn't. I feel like we didn't.
The, that movie?
Yeah.
What is it called?
I have it in my head, but I can't think about it. Oh, One True Loves.
That's not what I was thinking.
Oh. I guess we weren't on the same page on that one.
No. That movie that I think you and your boyfriend said that you were going to watch. And I said I watched it already, but I didn't want to tell you very much.
Oh, yeah.
Like Love at First Sight.
Yeah, at First Sight.
Did we talk about it on the podcast?
I think we did last year. But I also haven't seen it still. We were actually supposed to watch it this Valentine's Day, but I forgot.
I think that was the point that I kind of told you what I thought about it, and I was like, you have to remember to watch it. It's weird. I'm really tripping out right now, because I swear...
We had this exact conversation.
Yeah, and I'm like, did we do this last year for Valentine's Day?
Maybe similar, but I also...
So it's been a whole year... I'm dead. That doesn't seem right. That doesn't feel right. But also, time freaks me out sometimes. Anyways, let's not get into it.
Get deja vu.
We just watched Plus One.
Ooh, I want to watch that.
Okay.
Is it good? Okay, it's not good.
No, it's good. So, I told everybody at work that I watched a movie called One Day, which is also a thing on...
Oh my gosh! Is it on Netflix? The new one?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about that.
I didn't watch it. I told everybody I watched it because I thought that's what the movie was called. And then my mom goes, oh, did you like the movie? And I was like, yeah. I was just really confused because they never said the words, like, One Day. I was like, why is the movie called One Day? And she was like, it's not. It's called Plus One. And I was like, oh... That makes so much more sense. Because you know how we always talk about if the book, the title, like Iron Flame, doesn't make sense as the title? So that's what I was thinking, that why did they call it One Day? They never said, like, oh, one day we'll get together is what I thought was going to happen or something like that. And I was like, oh. And so then I can't understand how I get mixed up, though, because they're both on Netflix and they're both new. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dang, I told everybody at work.
Now you have to watch One Day.
Well, did you know it's an old movie that mm-hmm. they made into a TV show?
Oh, I didn't know it was a TV that they made into a TV. So, I only know there was one that was like, it had, I forgot the actress's name.
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one. And then they remade it on Netflix, but is it a TV show on Netflix? Or is it a movie?
I'm not sure if they remade it as a movie and as a TV show. What I do know is there is a TV show called One Day that they remade. But I know I have seen the movie.
Okay. Is it sad?
Yeah, I don't remember liking it. It was like trauma, like, it wasn't a good movie, but my dad was saying, he's like, no, I liked it. And I was like, you liked it? Because it's not a happy movie.
It's, I remember people saying it was sad.
Yeah, it's but sad. And so I wanted to watch the, because One Day and sort of like the cover for it looks really cute. I didn't know it was that movie remade. So it'll be the same sad thing, but just longer. And I was like, oh, I'm not sure I want to watch that then.
Which is so funny because this morning, one of our listeners texted me and said, you and Haley should watch One Day and do a podcast episode on it. This morning, she texted me that. One of our fans, our fellow listeners.
Oh! Did she like it?
Yeah.
So, oh!
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, okay, now I'm intrigued. From what I remember of the movie, it spans a long period. Like, it gives definitely maybe vibes. It spans multiple periods of time where, like, they're not together, and then they're together, and then they're not together, and then, like, things happen.
Things that we don't usually like. I mean, I don't like reading that in books.
Yeah, but maybe the show...
Maybe it'll be different.
Yeah.
So...
Well, now we have to.
Now
I'm intrigued. And I imagine my dad will probably want to watch it with me, so there's that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, we'll add it to our list.
Yeah. It gets longer
and longer. Everything on the list.
This isn't romance, but I wanted to tell you that I finished The Amazing Race.
How do you feel about it?
Good.
Total side note.
I know. Is this okay?
Yeah, of course. No. Now I want to know.
Okay, because I feel like this is the first time in a while that I liked all three teams that made it to the final. And I was very impressed by the Beard Bros, because I was telling Amy earlier that she had finished it and I hadn't finished it yet. We had like maybe 5 more episodes to go. And so I was telling her that I really liked the Beard Bros, but they were kind of like... The whole time, they're, like, at the bottom of the pack.
Struggling.
Yeah. And so I was telling her, like, oh, you know, like, I already knew who won, but I was like, oh, I just wish that they won anyways. And so I was really impressed with them that they finished second and,
I
like, really close.
They were gonna win. That was crazy. That single, the last challenge. I bet you when they look back at it, they're just like.
Yeah. I want to know how long it took them. To sort of realize.
Yeah.
Because you don't really, like, sometimes I just wish they could really give you a time thing of, like, how it happens. Yeah. Because they were close.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
So, but that's interesting. So, you didn't know who won.
I didn't know who won.
So, you actually thought the Beard Bros were going to win.
I thought the Beard Bros were going to win. I really thought.
I wish they're just, like, I don't know them in real life. However... I love them, and I want to be them. Like, they're so happy, and so, like, positive, and just...
And they just never got upset with each other, ever.
Ever!
There wasn't even a snarky comment or anything. I'm like, those are, like, friends. Like, that, and people that just genuinely, like... I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I love... Because you know that when the married couple got out,
yeah.
And then she was, like, pretty much in a bad mood because they were, like, at the bottom the whole time. And it's just, like, it is what it is. And I'm like, yeah, that would be me. But I don't want to be them. I want to be the Beard Bros. I want to be happy.
Yeah. In a way, they kind of, like, allow us to see what happens if you allow the losing mindset to really get to you.
Yeah.
And as a... person in the audience, you kind of like cringe when you watch the girl and the couple, like,
yeah.
She's like so upset, so negative,
yeah,
and then you're like, I don't want that. But me, knowing myself, I feel like I would feel that.
Yeah, but it is kind of shocked. Like, I was shocked that they made it to the end and they did almost win, but the fact that one time where they got first, that they were so surprised. I was like, I'm so happy for you guys. You know, like, even in times where they think they were in the bottom, they were just like, yep, let's just keep going.
I'm glad you finished The Amazing Race finally.
I did. I like the people who won, too.
Yeah.
So, I like them all. And I think that's just really, really exciting to like all of the teams that made it to the end.
Yeah, it's rare.
Yeah.
It's not always like that.
Mm-mm. I know, because I was like, and they were just... For the most part, like, good people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I liked this season.
Me too. It reminded me as to why I like it when The Amazing Race uses normal people.
Yeah.
And not people who already have a platform. I think it makes them more relatable, in a sense, or more down to earth. And I really like that.
Yeah. And I do like, you know, that they included... the deaf dad. I know that a lot of people like want inclusion, and so that was really cool to see him and his son interact. I was like, you guys are just so like nice.
I aspire to be as good as people as those teams if I'm ever in the competition.
I know, and I'm just like kind of devastated to know that I won't. But maybe I, how do you be like that? Because yeah, you know, like, Robin and Chelsea?
Yeah.
I was like, it's kind of me.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm serious. I feel that too.
Yeah.
The competition just gets to you, and then you just kind of like, you wanna lash out a little bit. A little comment here.
Yeah, I know.
Why'd you take so long?
I know. So, I mean, the real thing is, did we see them ever kind of fall? Like, those three teams, were they just really good and just, like didn't do poorly in challenges? You know, so kind of, like, the snark doesn't come out. Like, maybe that's why we didn't see anything?
That's a good question. I do think that, I forgot his name. The guy, the son, and then the dad, this deaf dad, at one point during the race, they had fallen behind.
Oh, yeah.
And so, but I don't remember anything. But I also think they're guys.
Oh, if yeah. So it's kind of different.
All the teams were all guys.
Oh, my God. I didn't even notice. But that's actually a really good point. So women are just really high strung.
Dang it.
When the daughter was just pushing her dad, oh, my God. I was like, that man is gonna have a heart attack. Calm down. I was stressing.
No, me too. Yeah. I didn't want to watch it anymore.
I know. But the fact, he was so, like, for the most part, like, I'm trying, you know? Yeah. And I was like, sir.
I feel like he snapped at her once.
Yeah.
But then after that, I felt like it mellowed out. Like, she was the only one.
Yeah, kind of like, let's go, James, yeah. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's a really good point. I didn't even think that that there were no women. Okay, so I'm gonna blame it on my gender and not my temperament myself. Because was any of the women calm, actually? No.
Was this the season, or maybe it was last season, where it was the sisters? Like the...
Yeah, with the braids.
Oh, no. The two Asian sisters.
Oh, the twins?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that wasn't this season.
Oh, okay. I remember liking them a lot.
Oh, yeah, I did like them. Yeah, they were kind of like...
Yeah, very...
Yeah.
Calm.
And, like, but, like, determined.
Yeah, determined. Yeah.
Hopefully that would be us.
That's instead. The first thing that came to my head. I'm like, that team. Calm and determined.
Huh. Now I'm, like, rethinking everything. That's crazy that you said that. My mind is just blown right now. Please excuse me. Okay.
So, circling back.
Yeah, sorry for that side note. To romance.
The funny thing is that I usually can't think of romance movies now, because I think someone had said something along the lines where they stopped making rom-coms. Like, they had a really good year, in, like, the early 2000s of all these rom-coms being made. But now, I'm just trying to think, maybe ever since the Marvel, like, superheroes kind of, took over the movies, that now no one's making rom-coms anymore because either they fall flat or people don't think there's anything special about them.
Yeah, I can't necessarily be certain, because something that does come to mind, like 2000, She's the Man, that's a good one.
Oh, I like that one. I forgot about that one. Have you ever watched Sydney White?
I love that movie.
I love that movie too. We should watch that together.
I think we actually have the DVD, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We should watch. I love that movie. I loved Amanda Bynes.
Me too.
I'm so sad that she's kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's like...
The way.
Yeah, show business. Yeah. Like, she was pretty young when she was in all those shows and stuff like that, but I loved, like, any movie that she was in. I loved it. I love Sydney White. That's a good one.
Totally forgot it. You remember She's the Man, then I remember Sydney White.
When I think about rom-coms now, I feel like they choose actors who are big and, like, pretty. instead of, like, chemistry.
Yeah.
My dad, I saw it on your list, yes. But also my dad just watched Anyone But You.
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, not really interested. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's because, like, I haven't seen Euphoria and I didn't watch, like, Top Gun, so I don't really know of them. Mm-hmm. I kind of, like, obviously they're actors, so I know them, but, like, and he was, like, yeah, he didn't really like it.
Yeah.
And so I was, like, you're kind of my benchmark. You like a lot of rom-com movies, so, like, I'm not gonna watch it then. Like, he didn't like it.
No, I agree. There wasn't a lot of chemistry in the movie, and so that kind of took it away from me. I didn't feel involved, like, in the movie or really, like, into it because the chemistry wasn't there.
Oh, that's sad.
It was sad. And I do think that, like, book talk or just, like, TikTok tricked me into thinking it was the greatest rom-com ever.
Well, I do think that is part of the problem, is that a lot of stuff now, like, obviously with TikTok, they show you, like, 5-second clips, mm-hmm. and it obviously looks really, really good when they just show you that one scene.
Yes.
And it's the same with, like, books. If they just show you that one scene, and it's, like, that's enough to make a TikTok go viral,
mm-hmm.
but then when you watch it, you're just like, oh, that was a very minuscule part. Like, also with TV shows, they do the same thing.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, okay, and I'm like, yeah, I'll watch it. And then you're just like, oh my god, everything else is horrible.
Yeah.
So I do think maybe with that sort of, like, short form way of advertising
mm-hmm.
things, that it's easier to be tricked into things that, like, because obviously you can find one good glimpse of something in everything.
Yeah.
So
I was also trying to think of any good rom-coms most recently. And so, like I said, I did watch Anyone But You, and that fell flat. I watched one Amazon original. Have you seen any Amazon movies? It's called I Want You Back. And so it's about, oh yeah, maybe you know.
I think someone maybe coming around. But go ahead.
I thought it was pretty wholesome because I think that the actors that they chose for the whole movie were not well-known or just, like, to society, like, a beautiful person. Comparing, like, Sydney Sweeney and, like, Glenn Powell, you know? Like,
yeah.
There's, like, oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Celebrity beautiful.
Yeah. So I do, because, I mean, especially if you think about You've Got Mail, like, Tom Hanks, not really the mm-hmm. heartthrob.
Right.
And things like that, and, like, When Harry Met Sally,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I do think, like, Bridget Jones's Diary,
mm-hmm.
kind of, like, I feel like then they chose, like, sort of, like, yeah, the chemistry, potentially, and then kind of in the 2000s, like, because I was, like, Amanda Bynes and Channing Tatum, they're, like, pretty hot people,
yeah.
So, like, that was, but, like, their chemistry was good, and, like, the comedy is good,
mm-hmm.
whereas now it's more, like, just, like, hot.
Yeah.
And big actors, but, like, was it, like, funny?
No, maybe, like, one part I thought it was funny, but I think some of the things that they try to make funny now is, like, too sexual funny.
Oh, okay, yeah. And less, like, comedic.
Comedic funny,
yeah.
Because
when you think about She's a Man, that's hilarious.
Yeah, so funny.
Yeah, and it's more, like, situational.
Right.
But, I mean, when I think of, like, I know a lot of people rave about that one, Always Be My Maybe.
Oh, yes. Yes, I know that movie. I haven't watched it. But I know what you're talking about.
It's really hard to talk about these if you haven't watched them.
You can tell me about it. They're like friends, right?
I didn't watch that one. I'm thinking of a different one.
Oh, no.
Wait, because you know that one. Is it Glenn Powell that's in that one? Is he in another rom-com?
I don't know. You'll have to do this.
You know, with that girl. There's just like, there is, at the same time, there's a lot.
Yeah.
Because now everything
is not good ones. Right?
I do think, like, Netflix churns out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. It's like finding them.
Yeah, you have to find the good ones amongst the... There's honestly so many.
And maybe, like, the... there's no promos for these, like, Amazon, Netflix, Hulu, like, whatever they're making, those small-budget rom-coms.
Yeah, that's very true.
They're not going to AMC and the big theaters anymore, so maybe we don't know about...
I also, it seems crazy to me, because was She's the Man in theaters? Like, now it's hard to think back when, like, everything had to have been released in theaters, right?
I think so, yeah. The process was theater... DVD.
So I'm trying to. Oh, Set It Up.
Okay, everyone said that one was good, but I watched it and I thought it was okay.
Okay, that's what. Okay, so that's when I want to. I agree. That I was like, everybody in on TikTok too, like, raves about that. They're like, oh, like, and I was like, am I missing something? I didn't think there was that much, like, chemistry. I was like, I like Zoe Deutsch. But, and she's, like, cute and, like, funny, but I didn't, I was like, oh, okay, like, it's okay.
Yeah, thank you, I'm glad. I thought I was, I didn't want to say that loud, you know? People might come for me.
But that's why I was like, they're not, yeah.
Maybe it's Glenn Powell. He's a common denominator in both these movies.
But now I'm trying to think of, like, other recent.
Okay, I just saw a new one that came out for Valentine's Day this year with that other girl that's in, maybe that's not the other girl. Okay, I need to look it up. But there's like a flight one.
A flight?
Yeah, like an airplane one. It's a new Netflix. Okay, well, it was all over my For You page on TikTok, and now I can't find it. Oh, Upgraded. It's called Upgraded.
Oh, I have seen, I haven't watched it, but I've also seen, yeah, the sort of graphic.
Yeah.
I just like, they don't intrigue me anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm like not really invested. I did want to watch Your Place or Mine with Reese Witherspoon and Ashton Kutcher.
I've never heard of it. I didn't even know that was a movie. So,
because I love Reese Witherspoon.
I've watched Someone Great. Have you seen that one? No, but I don't think it's a rom-com. I cried.
Oh, I mean, sometimes rom-coms make you cry. Yeah. I mean, ideally they would. We watched Holiday.
Have you seen No Hard Feelings?
No. Have you?
No.
I've just seen, I'm like, okay. Just nothing really speaks to me.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is, plus one.
Oh yeah, so would you say it's really good? Where does it rank amongst the Hayley
movies? It's just good.
It's just like good. Yeah. Like solid.
Yeah, like, you know, I laughed. That's all I can say. I like the girl.
Mm-hmm.
However, with the guy, like, I felt like she was doing all the chemistry herself. Like, I just liked her more than I liked him.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Oh, To All the Boys. I liked To All the Boys.
Oh.
Does that count as a rom-com? Yeah, I guess it does.
Yeah, I guess it does.
I guess it's in the same vein as saying is YA, you know? Yeah. So I didn't think about it as a rom-com movie.
That's fair. My friend told me to watch Wedding Season.
Can you click it? I think I watched it.
Oh, yeah?
We're looking at rom-coms on Google right now.
Pressured by their parents to find spouses, Asha and Ravi pretend to date during a summer of weddings only to find themselves falling for each other.
Oh, I watched this.
Oh, okay. But that's, like, the premise for Plus One. Yeah. I was saying, okay, because, like, Wedding Season, and then we also watched another, like, Wedding Plus One movie, and I'm like, what is this thing that just, like, randomly came? Like, I felt like there was all of a sudden a lot of movies that are about, like, plus friends. One. Yeah. Was it good?
I think it's in the same vein as. It was good.
Okay, yeah.
It didn't suck.
That's sad. Honestly, anything with Kristen Bell. People who know me know that I love Kristen Bell. She's got When in Rome. I like that movie. I like Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Oh, they're so good.
I'm trying to think if I've actually watched Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Because I've seen so many clips that I feel like I've watched the whole movie. But I also feel like I sat down to watch the movie. So I can't remember. But maybe I should make an effort. Because I heard it's really good.
It's really like good. I do really like it. And especially I like the end. Because he, like, is writing a musical. And they show you part of the musical. And I really like the song that he, like, made for the musical.
As a musical lover yourself.
Yeah, I was like, it's a good song for, like, a movie. Anyways. Yeah. I do agree that I think the trajectory of rom-coms have kind of fallen. Mm-hmm. I think just all of these networks are trying to churn out product to get people to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of caused a decrease in the quality.
Yeah, that makes sense. I wonder if they're going to be making more movies based off of books because of the new revival of
Yeah.
Book talk.
I don't like it, though.
I haven't seen one that was good.
I mean, you like To All the Boys I've Loved.
That's true. No, you're right. I forgot about that. I forgot those because I haven't read the book.
Oh, okay. So as long as you haven't read it, you can watch the movie?
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah, I'm, like, trying to think of other ones. Because what would be, like, a really good book? Because I feel like anytime there's a book that pops off, then you hear stories about how they're making it into a TV show.
Yeah.
But nothing is coming to mind right now.
I'm blanking.
Well, like, if they came out with a Beach Read movie, would you watch it?
Well, I'm scared because we just watched One True Loves, and it wasn't that good.
But we didn't like the book. Yeah. Did you like the book, actually?
I thought it was okay.
Oh, okay. But the movie was okay. Solid. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I do think that if just a romance book is gonna come out, a movie from a romance book, it'll probably be Emily Henry, because she's pretty big right now.
Or, I mean, obviously, Colleen Hoover.
Oh, Colleen Hoover, yeah.
That's bizarre.
Oh, yeah. There's a movie coming out.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not... Yeah. Yeah, but then I also heard they're scrapping that one and just doing a new one, but I don't know if that's true.
Oh my goodness.
So that's one. The problem is that I've created these characters in my mind.
Yeah.
They're not real, and they don't have features.
Yeah.
But whoever they cast will not be who is
It'll
in
be
my
wrong.
Brain. Yeah. I can't like, if I think about part of your world, if I think about...
Not so me.
Better than the movies? Oh, no.
Because we have visuals.
Okay, but Not So Me Cute, I can actually kind of see.
Yeah.
But, like, better than the movies?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure, but I feel like if they are coming out with a movie... Also, they're coming out with a sequel?
Separately, I forgot Better Than the Movies was a book because I love that book. 5 stars.
Yeah.
So I added
that a romance? A romance?
Yeah.
But it's like YA.
Yeah, so if YA is in romance, then YA romance. Favorite book.
I would not watch that movie. I would... I'm gonna be honest. I would not watch... Absolutely not. I mean... The where you're supposed to get it is, yeah, the fantasy books I can obviously see. However, Shadow and Bone was like pulling teeth. I did not enjoy watching it.
It was very bad. Very bad. I'm sad I watched it.
I can't imagine a single book that I've read. I mean, to be fair, Percy Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Still, it doesn't hit the same, I think.
Yeah, but I'm trying to remember... Like, in terms of books and movie, I'm trying to, like, sort of think where... Right? Do you know what I mean? That it wasn't a series that I, like, finished.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not sure. But I like the movie.
It's been a while. That's the movie was a while.
But I showed you Warrior Cats.
Yeah.
I would watch that.
I love about Warrior Cats, too. That's an animation. I feel like you could totally watch it.
But I also didn't read the whole series.
That's okay.
So.
Maybe it's better that way.
I'm trying to think of other series. I'm totally getting off topic, but I feel like we hit all your points.
Right.
Ranger's Apprentice.
Yeah.
That series, so good. So good. And I'm trying to think if I would watch the show.
I feel like you would, because it's been given, like, enough time in between when you last, like, read the series and the book. I think it's different when you just read it and then within, what, 5 years? I think that's too close together.
Yeah. I do think City of Bones, weirdly, they came out with a movie that wasn't good, and I feel like the show might have been good, but the movie sort of, like, ruined it in my head already. Mm-hmm. So maybe if they did just release that as a show instead, initially, then maybe.
I haven't watched either.
Either?
I think I was too scared.
Oh. That you wouldn't like it? Okay. I mean, Hunger Games.
Hunger Games, yeah. How do people make it work? Is it just luck?
But I'm
good writers? Working with the author well? Collaboration.
But I still don't know, because did the movie, the first movie, come out before the third book came out? What is the timeline of events?
I feel like we always ask this. Like, I know! Like, never sure when the timeline is.
I don't know anything, ever. Because I feel like the key is getting in before the series ends. And the problem with romance books is that ideally it's not a series. So the book's already done. You can't get in before.
But also Game of Thrones.
However, I tried to read. Oh no, not Game of Thrones. I read the first Outlander book. It's too much. The show was better, but maybe that's because I watched the show before I
It's
read
so
the
funny. You
book.
usually watch the show before the book. The only thing I have to base off of is Shadow and Bone.
That's what you did?
You do that. You watch a show and then you read it.
But I read the books first,
Oh,
and then the
yeah?
show.
Oh, Six of Crows. That's what that happened.
Why would you call the show Shadow and
And
Bone?
put the Six of Crows cast in there and ruin
Yeah, you
everything.
should call it something else. Don't call it the name of the book. Call it like Shadow and Crows to let people know. I'm like really sad because now we'll never know. We'll never know. Because it's sad. That's like one of your favorites.
It is one of my
I
favorites.
couldn't. So that's a tragedy.
That is a trash. That it is. Anyways, we should probably be wrapping this
Oh,
up before we
yes.
get too distracted.
I have a lot of thoughts. Anyways, happy month of love, everybody.
Yes. The funny thing that my recommendation was One Day, the Netflix show or movie,
Oh.
because it was brought up, but we already brought it up in there,
Well,
so
that's okay.
I will contribute a song. I just thought it was really funny that it naturally got brought up.
That is funny.
So, my song is an old song.
Okay.
It's called One Night Town by Ingrid Michaelson,
Awesome.
and it just popped up in my shuffle songs.
Okay.
And it is one of the songs I listen to when I need like poppy, upbeat, smiley.
Okay.
So,
That's good.
it's a good one.
Okay, I will listen to it. Mine is, I took a picture because I knew we were doing a romance one. Stupid Cupid by Jenna Rain. And I thought it was appropriate because it has Cupid in its name.
All right, I will give it a listen.
Okay, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode full of love.
And all other things.
Yes, and a few other little miscellaneous things.
All right,
Bye.
bye.